Welcome, dear listeners, to another intriguing episode of the Short Answer Podcast, brought to you by Science ABC. This is where we satisfy your curiosity, answering everyday questions you might have wondered about but never got around to asking. In today's episode, we turn our focus on a fascinating phenomenon that happens to many of us as we shed light on the question, if we go to sleep hungry, why do we wake up feeling less hungry? So, stay tuned as we decipher this intriguing occurrence.
It may seem odd that refraining from eating for an hour or two before bed can result in feeling less hungry come morning, but this is a common occurrence, and it relates to the concept of fasting. Fasting is the deliberate abstention from some or all food or drinks or both for a defined time period. Fasting can take on several forms, including the complete abstention from food and drink, known as dry or absolute fasting. Alternatively, there is water fasting, where one only consumes water. Some practices of fasting are uninterrupted, while others are intermittent. Various reasons may drive individuals to fast: biological, religious, political, or to support a cause, among many other motivations. It may surprise you to discover that your body enters the fasting state without even a full day of fasting. Simply put, your body achieves a fasting state after the process of digestion is over, so just a few hours after your last meal, your body starts to fast. It is a purely physiological process. A significant portion of our diets is composed of carbohydrates, providing us with our principal source of energy. Our brains and muscles prefer carbohydrates over other energy sources, such as fats and triglycerides. Nonetheless, our bodies can only use so many carbohydrates before the excess starts being converted into complex glucose chains known as glycogen and stored in the liver and muscle cells. When fasting or going without food for any period, our blood glucose levels fall marginally. To meet the body's energy demands, the liver breaks down the stored glycogen and supplies energy to the body's cells. Essentially, the carbohydrates consumed during meals are gradually used up through daily physical activity. However, if a few hours pass between dinner and bedtime, feelings of hunger may begin due to the drop in blood glucose levels. Yet when the levels go too low, the liver sustains energy levels by utilizing its stored glycogen, and as a result, you no longer feel hungry while sleeping. Upon waking, levels of hunger may be reduced due to the liver having maintained your blood glucose levels during sleep. Furthermore, as physical activity during sleep is minimal, energy expenditure is low. Another contributing factor is the presence of two hormones, leptin and ghrelin, which regulate appetite. The levels of these two hormones are influenced by the quality and length of sleep, leading to less hunger upon waking. There is, however, the risk of feeling extremely hungry in the morning after consuming a high-carb meal before bed. This is due to the elevation of blood sugar and insulin that follows a high-carb meal. As insulin works to normalize your blood sugar levels during sleep, the levels of glucose in the blood can subsequently get too low, resulting in sharp hunger upon waking. As such, it's advisable to avoid high-carb meals before going to bed.
Thank you for listening. If you want to know answers to more such fun questions, visit our website, www.scienceabc.com. Do like, share, and subscribe to The Short Answer. Till our next episode, keep wondering.